Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams will join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. He's the host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. He joins us every Tuesday at 1:20. Big win for Georgia. Impressive win for Georgia on Saturday against Mississippi State. Texas coming to town on Saturday night. So another fun one as just a crazy SEC schedule continues. Every weekend's nuts. We'll get to the AMA at 1:40 as well. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Call us up and ask us anything. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Oh, no, I lost it. I was trying to, because the Braves made some more bench hirings or reassignment and everything like that. Like, do you think when they gave Manager Weiss the job, they were like, okay, we need you. Was it his idea to go out and get some other dudes, or was it more or less Alex's idea?
I don't know. Probably collaboration, but I would imagine it was his.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I was curious.
What do you think?
I think Alex then was like, okay.
It's a hard question.
Okay, we understand you're the face, but we're going to get these guys in here. Let's get some fresh ideas.
Okay. Because how would Walt Weiss know that
exactly
guy from the
Met? Yeah, but
I don't know what Alex's history is with him either.
Right. I'm just curious. I'm always curious about that the different things of hiring and who and all those different things, because, you know, not saying that we, because I was just reading an article about, you know, the Giants job is open. A lot of people understand how that organization, how that family, how they feel about Bill Belichick. They love him.
The Mara family, the Giants.
And he loves them. Mm-hmm. And is this an opportunity, how bad it was in North Carolina? We already know the buyout ain't nothing for him to want to go back. Because he's an NFL guy. He wants Don Shula's record. Does he get an opportunity to go back and coach the Giants?
Do you think that what's happened at North Carolina has any impact on that?
No.
The Giants love him, and that's that. They just kind of view it as different entities.
Yeah.
I think you're right about them, probably. I think other franchises are probably like, I don't know. Like, that's a whole bunch of
I agree with
that's
that.
A circus coming to town. And also, you know, I don't know. It's hard to win in college football. I always thought if he was going to be there and succeed, it was going to take a couple years because he needed to develop. I mean, they didn't have a good roster in the first place. They didn't do a good job acquiring talent either. That's the problem. But if they were going to win at North Carolina at all, it was going to take time. And they're playing better.
They are playing.
They're not.
They had a nice win like this
playing
past weekend.
Great, but they're playing better. And I don't know. By the end of the year, they might have more wins in the ACC than Clemson and Florida State. So, like, you know what I mean? It just sometimes it takes a little bit of time. And I know, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people were rooting for it to fail in North Carolina. A lot of people have enjoyed what has happened down there. But, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be soon. Like, we can't have too many more coaches. Like, he's getting old, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, at a certain point, you just can't really hire a guy who's 78 years old to be your head coach in the NFL. Now, he's not there yet.
Right.
But, I don't know, what is he, 73 or something like that? Like,
I mean, we all know
years go by.
The oldest one is obviously Pete Carroll. So, I mean, he's right.
You
he's
see how
right
that's
there.
Going.
Not going well. Not going well at all in Vegas.
I don't think it's because he's old that it's not going well.
Yeah, it's not going well. But it'd be interesting to see how they do that, because the one thing that all coaches who are coming into a situation is got a quarterback.
Yeah, and they do.
And they do.
I think that he's got to find a way to stay healthy. But
they got some good young talent that's got to find a way to stay healthy. I think if he had that damn defense, Bill Belichick's brain power with that defense?
Yeah, with all those guys on that D-line?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah, I love it.
I think that would work.
Sign me up.
Yeah, but I'm not saying nobody's Lawrence Taylor or anything because, you know, it is easy to be a great coach when you got that guy.
I know, but I always hate doing that too, though, just because, like, every great coach had great players.
I just love the funniest thing about the whole Belichick.
You're right. Lawrence Taylor's different.
It's like his former players that play for the Patriots talk about how he's get on their damn nerves with the whole Lawrence. I'm not him. And Lawrence, I'm a really good player.
Right.
All right. He was the greatest.
He was the greatest.
Okay?
Yeah.
So stop trying to damn tell me, well, he would have did this.
Yeah. Also,
or he did that.
Take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
I showed up for the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't do any drugs this week. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know?
But I mean, the thing about it was,
I'm doing good.
He showed up late and still will go get three damn sacks.
Yeah. He stayed up all night the night before, didn't know the game was happening, showed up at halftime and got three sacks.
I love
the
they had
half.
A clip with he was.
He's just a different guy.
Where they had Daryl Strawberry on one. Could you imagine New York City at that time with LT, Doc, and Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Damn.
Good time to be.
Whoa,
good
boy.
Time to be selling. It was a seller's market.
Seller's market. God almighty. Them three dudes.
Yeah, man. Just the Mets at that time in general.
The 86 Mets. Like the 85, 84, 86 Mets.
Whole group of absolute savages that exist, like Lenny Dykstra.
Oh,
like,
God.
Those guys. Yeah, man. Just hang out outside Shea Stadium just with, like, just a trench
what was
coat.
That, what was that
what
club?
Do you need?
What was that club back there? The Roxy?
I don't know.
I think it was called the Roxy down there.
Studio 54 or something like that.
Yeah, I knew that was a happening spot there, Bunk.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of mistakes were made in those bathroom stalls. All right.
Damn, man, these are out in the open.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
First of all, we got to get shorter third downs. We had a couple more long third downs yesterday. And then the other thing about it is we got to execute better. You know, our first third down of the game, we get sacked for sack fumble. We got to execute what Mike's saying, what he's telling us to do. We got to get those things done from a communication standpoint, from whether it be Mike, whether it be us listening, whatever the case may be, that we can get those things done because it was clear look. Something that we worked on, something that we practiced, something we got to execute. So we got to execute better across the board. We got to execute better for Mike, really, to be absolutely honest with you, like across the board. You know, Mike's got to play better. He wants to play better. He's always going to be one of those guys that's very hard on himself. But he is a young man. He is a first-year quarterback in his first year, and we got to play better for him.
I mean, all those are important. And I'm not going to and I'm not as easy to brush that off as some people are. So
what?
That the because yeah, he played a lot of college ball.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
it's a lot different.
It's different,
yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah, you're not playing,
yeah, it's a lot different.
You're not playing Cal on a Saturday afternoon,
it's a lot different. It's a lot different, yeah. I mean, but we, as we mentioned, start the show, like you're already at a point where if you had a different quarterback before Michael, a veteran, a bridge quarterback, say, yeah, like Russell Wilson or somebody, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, it wouldn't be a situation where win or else this year. But because you had a catastrophic situation when you – because we mentioned yesterday, Michael Lane's going to be playing right now. If you're playing with the way the plan was laid out.
Right.
But it wasn't – and it was catastrophic. And so you needed this year to be – what did we always talk about? You got to become a veteran fast.
Yeah.
You got to grow up fast.
Mm-hmm.
You need your quarterback to do that in order – and this team with all these young players to grow up so much faster than maybe – they start. You just see signs week mm-hmm. week in yeah. week out of the
now
game.
Because of all the context that you just listed, you don't have the luxury of the normal timeline.
You don't
like a lot of teams with a first year starter, second year quarterback, whatever, and all the different young guys across the board that this team's playing right now. You know, you'd be in this situation, be like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's frustrating that they're losing the way that they're losing. It's unacceptable to be kind of close but not there every single weekend.
Yes.
But I think it would be a slightly different reaction. Not that different. Like, look, people want to win. They don't really care.
I understand. You want to win, but
the timeline would be a little different.
It'd be a little different because you know, sometimes, let me rephrase that because I don't want to, but a lot of times you get more grace with a younger quarterback unless you're a lame duck coach.
Right.
Brian Daboll.
Sure.
Matt Eberflus last year.
Sure.
You know, Dan Quinn's getting – because how great his young quarterback was, you notice what's going on this year. People getting hurt.
But see, that's what you don't want to get into, though, because those are organizations that start getting it wrong on different timelines with general manager, coach, general manager, coach. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to fire this coach, but we'll keep the general manager. Well, then we're going to fire the general manager, but keep this coach. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the stuff that you just laid out there is why, if this season keeps going the way that it's going, everybody's gone and you start over, yeah, which is what you would have to do. You got to time it up and get everybody back on the same. Because right now, Raheem is victim to Terry Fontenot's timeline.
Yes.
Terry Fontenot's in year five.
Yes.
If he gets fired, everybody gets fired.
Yes.
Right? Michael Penix is victim to the Kirk Cousins debacle.
Yes.
Like, you know, because
but the thing about it is, it's like,
I don't mean victim, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying. And that's the thing about it is, like, you have got to put together some wins.
Yeah.
You got to put together some wins.
You can win your way out of anything.
And that is the most important thing because, again, I don't know, I'm trying to keep it week to week to week to week. But when you when Mike, because I didn't know who the hell their next whatever opponents were, they need to go 3-0 bunk.
Yeah.
All right.
They got to be 500 by December.
You got to give yourself a chance in December.
That's right.
You got to give your chance. You got to give yourself, if you're this Falcons team, a chance in December. Mm-hmm. Because if not, all this is going to happen. You got to give yourself. And that's going back to training camp when we were out there talking and the consensus and, you know, people that, you know, we want to talk Vegas. This team's an 8-win team.
That's right. 8-9.
Yeah.
Right around 500.
Yeah. And so that's still a possibility.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing about it is. Yeah. These seasons are long.
Can you overcome that?
They're short,
that?
But they're long.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of different – there's a lot of paths to it. And you're right. Carolina, New Orleans, and the Jets, those teams are all beatable teams, winnable games. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and act like I didn't watch the first 9 games of the season and see this team lose 30-0 to Carolina and lose 34-10 to the Dolphins. Yep. So they're capable of losing to anyone on given day.
Damn sure.
So don't mistake me saying that as some sort of overconfidence or amnesia or something like that, because I've watched it too. But yeah, it wouldn't be crazy that they could beat these three teams, get back to 6-6. And there's a lot of different ways to get to 6-6. Now, theirs wasn't the most fun.
Right.
Nobody wanted to lose 4 games in a row ever. They've done that both years under Raheem, which isn't great. That's not a good resume item. But if you get back to 500, Seattle's coming to town, and they're a good team. Who knows? You know, you get to December at 500, which is where everyone thought that they were going to be anyway. Right. Again, I hear myself saying this, and I hear people rolling their eyes like, what are you doing? It wouldn't surprise me if they lose all 3 of these next 3 games.
Damn sure wouldn't.
Like, I'm not trying to sit here and like give a campaign speech or something for this football team. I'm just saying, like, no one would have been shocked through 12 games if they were 6-6.
No.
And there's still a pretty realistic chance that they do that. That they have to. If they don't, then
it's a wrap.
Then it's a wrap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
that's a wrap. I hope they do.
Me too, man.
That'd be really great.
Me too.
That'd be really great.
I'm not ready to punt on a damn season.
I know, man. I just...
It's not ready to.
No.
It's not ready to.
No. No, come on. You can beat the Panthers. What do they got? Chuba Hubbard?
And Rico.
Rico? Chuba and Rico?
Yeah.
Rico's good, though.
He's very
good. He's playing really good.
And all it's ever do, right? Liggett, too, man.
That's right. That was not Bo, actually. That was an Xavier Liggett clip. And he played. Pretty good.
He hasn't been doing much on that.
No, he's not had a great year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.